For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The southern part of the Big Island of Hawaii rocked yesterday as magma shifted underneath a restless Kilauea volcano. Sputtering lava, strong earthquakes, and toxic gas forced residents to evacuate.
My neighbor came running over and he says, "What is that awful noise?" And he said, "I never heard a noise like that." And he's been here for 40 years.
On KHON-TV, Stephen Clapper says he's out.
I ran in, I grabbed the dogs, threw them in a crate, put them in the car, went in my room, just grabbed up an armload of clothes, and here we are.
Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
Fortunately, nothing came of it, you know, as far as we had a few landslides that were dealing with that. There was some coastal water movement, but nothing major. That's part of being on an active volcano, unfortunately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
NASA's newest Mars explorer has moved out of Earth orbit and is zooming toward the red planet. After a smooth launch, the Atlas rocket put the Mars InSight lander into a temporary orbit around Earth. Soon after, the upper stage fired and put the spacecraft on a direct path toward Mars. Bill Harwood explains.
The goal is really to learn more about how terrestrial worlds, these rocky worlds like Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, formed at the beginning of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago.
It will take the craft more than 6 months to get there. InSight does have company, though, a pair of mini test satellites. Idaho State University says it can't find a small amount of radioactive weapons-grade plutonium about the size of a quarter. Federal officials are proposing an $8,500 fine. Officials say the amount is too small to make a nuclear bomb, but they also say it could be used to make a dirty bomb that spreads radiation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president spoke in Cleveland. USA's Rick Vincent reports Mr. Trump attended a roundtable in Ohio focusing on the Republican tax law.
Trump says it's not tax reform, it's tax cuts.
Well, tax reform might mean your taxes go way up. It could mean a lot of bad things. I said, here's what we'll do. We're going to call this plan the tax cut plan. Tax cut. C-U-T. Tax cut. We're going to cut taxes. We're not going to reform. We're going to reform, too.
The rally comes just ahead of Ohio's primary election Tuesday. Part of his trip is a fundraiser for Republicans. Trump says he thinks Republicans will do very well in the midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Some lawmakers believe President Trump deserves an award, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Given the strides made already with U.S.-North Korean relations, some Republican lawmakers are serious about the president deserving to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Reports are 18 Republican Congress members have sent a letter to the Nobel Prize Committee recommending Trump for the world's most coveted human rights honor. That letter was penned by Indiana Congressman Luke Messer, who says President Trump has worked tirelessly to apply maximum pressure on North Korea to bring peace to the region and the world. Democrats against the idea. Some say the world is no safer because of Trump, and the Nobel Peace Prize should not be a partisan gaming opportunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.